Hello and welcome to the Doctor Who Collectors Podcast. I'm Larry Van Mersbergen. I've been collecting Doctor Who since 1981, and in 1985 I opened a small Doctor Who memorabilia shop in Chicago called Bundles from Britain. The shop was mostly a catalog, and the shop used to visit local Doctor Who clubs around Chicago. The most prominent club being the Many Companions of Doctor Who, which met in Chicago. I became a member of that club, and later I gained a partner. So I sold the business back in 1989, and then that's where I began my Doctor Who collecting. I recently gave a panel on collecting at the Chicago TARDIS, which is one of the best Doctor Who conventions in Chicago. And I highly recommend. It's every Thanksgiving weekend at the Westin in Lombard. You can find out more at chicagotardis.com. In our first episode, I wanted to talk about collectibles from the books, the toys, the magazines, the novelizations, the little trinkets that were either related or somewhat related, and to kind of give some idea and open it up for some dialogue. I hope to have guests on the program as we go forward. As of now, we have no sponsors, so we are just going forward with that. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about three collectibles, starting with the first Doctor Who-related book published, The Dalek Book. Also moving to the Dalek Pocketbook and Space Traveler's Guide. And I'm going to end with Fraser Hines singing Who's Doctor Who? And the 7-inch single from Germany. So I'm going to start with the Dalek book. The Dalek book is hardcover. It's very similar to the Doctor Who annuals that started a year later in 65. This book was published in 1964. The front cover is really interesting. It has a Dalek with the number 13 painted on it, and it says, Astounding Stories of the Outer Space Robot People of Television's Doctor Who. So the Daleks were brand new in 1964, the second story of William Hartnell's Doctor, the Daleks, was broadcast in 1964, and they became an overnight sensation, not just with the television ratings, but with books and toys and other adventures, comics and things like that that wanted to go forward. So there's a lot of the Dalek stuff kind of picked up in 64 and then it kind of died away a couple of years later. But this was the first one. It's by arrangement with BBC. The opening cover of the book has a picture of the Dalek planetarium, and you have to learn the planets in order. It's basically our own solar system, and a Dalek is instructing you on how to do that. The book is credited to David Whittaker and Terry Nation, who created the Daleks, based on the Dalek Chronicles discovered and translated by Terry Nation, which is his way of inventing this story. Is illustrated, of course, too, by R. Jennings, J. Woods, and B. Cornwell. There are others, too, where the artwork is signed. If you look at the TARDIS wiki online, they actually credit... none of the stories are individually credited except where the artwork is signed, but it was important introducing the character of Jeff Stone in the comics, which became kind of a constant character during the 1960s Dalek annuals and later on. The publisher is Panther Books Limited in association with Souvenir Press. That's going to be important later. Souvenir Press, I believe, is the forerunner to World Distributors, which did the annuals. I'm going to double check that, but if you listen to this, please post a comment and correct the record. I'm going to read exactly what I find here in the book and tell you a little bit about it, what it might be worth, the condition. I have two in my collection. The book that I have here is the lesser of the two. Some of the pages are falling out due to the age of the book. The only writing in the book is a child's name on the very beginning page. And otherwise, it is not price clipped. It cost 9 and 6 back in the day. And the copyright date is 1964 by Terry Nation. Terry Nation owned the Daleks. Printed in Great Britain by Love and Malcolmson Limited in Surrey. Inside the book, there's a series of stories and strips, which were basically comics and some stories. And in addition, it includes the Dalek Planetarium, the Dalek Code. There's a little code-breaking game in there. Anatomy of a Dalek. That's going to come back. I think it's the same anatomy of a Dalek that you find in the TARDIS in the Doctor Who Technical Manual, which was published in the 80s. Then you have the Dodge the Dalek game, which I think there was an actual game called Dodge the Dalek. I'm going to do more research on that. I'm just talking right now. So this is an unscripted podcast. So I hope you enjoy listening. The Dalography of Skaro, that's going to come back too. I want you to remember that. And the Dalek Dictionary, which is also important. Just to kind of go through some of the things. One of the things that's interesting here in the book on page 33 is there's a photo story with photos from Doctor Who and the Daleks, the second story, featuring how Susan Foreman met the Daleks, and it has pictures of Carol Ann Ford with the Daleks and stills from the actual story. They're very good, actually, very well reproduced. The pages are actually quite white. And then the Dalek Code comes after that, where basically it says to trace the circles onto a separate piece of paper. There's no evidence that I can see that it was traced in this copy. So maybe, and of course, this is long before photocopiers, so maybe they just didn't do it. The person that had this book took really good care of it. Other things in the book, too, include color. There's lots of color, as well as black and white. The Anatomy of a Dalek is a center spread. It's really quite nice. It's in color. I'm going to compare it to the technical manual when I have a chance. I did not have a chance to do that before starting up. Lots of stories. Dodge the Dalek, which is in color. And the Dalek War. There's a page on the Dalek War Machines. Remember that. That's going to be important, too, when I talk about my next item. Stuff like the Dreamwave, the Anti-Gravitator, the Thunderizer, the Voltascope, the Anti-Solarium, and the Furticular. The Furticular, I think we use that to kill our weeds in the lawn, but it's a specially prepared fungus spore when introduced onto a planet. The fungus increases with great rapidity, eating and killing all living vegetation. So this is a little bit stronger than your average Roundup. And then there's a really nice color map on page 72 called the Dalography of Skaro. It has three continents, Davias, Dalazar, and Darren. And on Davias, it says here that it looks like a Thal, although the Thal isn't mentioned by name. It just says that it's, it's human-like creatures. Let's see, it's people that are kindly people, tall, fair, and handsome. So yeah, they're referring to the Daleks. And Dalazar is the continent where the Daleks live. And they also have the Ocean of Ooze, the Sea of Rust, and the Sea of Acid, and the Bottomless Sea listed here. It's kind of a neat map. It's got a scale. It's really quite ingenious. And I'm sure the kids really enjoyed this when it came out. There are more comics towards the end. Some of the pages are loose in the back. It looks like the binding kind of got, it was definitely well read, but not written in. And then on page 87 and 88 is a dictionary of the Dalek terms, the Dalek dictionary. Like, for instance, the Emperor Dalek is the ruler of the race. Nothing can be done without his agreement. To mark his high position, the casing is made of gold. Well, that changes, of course, later in the Doctor Who world. They also define Dalekanium as a metal only found on the planet Skaro. The Daleks use it in the manufacture of their outer casing. Well, in the Day of the Daleks in 1972, the Dalekanium is a very powerful explosive, so they didn't quite keep that consistent. And then Rels, which we believe is a Dalek measurement of time, they define as a Dalek measure of hydroelectricity. So this was still, of course, this was the first one. So these definitions are right off the top of Terry Nation's head. And the book is really quite interesting. And it says it never ends at the end, and the Dalek book. I didn't pay very much for my copies, but in looking around, you can find a copy in decent condition anywhere from $150 to $200. In mint condition, it means absolutely all pages intact, no writing inside, and the binding pretty tight. Very hard to find. You might pay about 500 or more. I might be wrong. Please let me know if you see this book out there for a different price range, and let's keep collectors educated on where to find it. Sources for finding this book, eBay, the UK site on eBay is really good. Also, Abe's Used Books online. They cover a lot of bookstores all across the world. I picked up one of these from Abe's Books, and the other one I've had since 1981, which I got from an English pen pal who found it in a bookstore. So I didn't pay more than $20 for it back then. So it's a really neat book. That's the first book published. Now, I want to turn my attention to the paperback, The Dalek Pocket Book and Space Traveler's Guide. First of all, it's a small paperback. It's not quite the size of a Target book. But it says on here, this is the first encyclopedic guide to the Daleks and their secrets, and the only reference book to deal with the Dalek, which also includes the complete authentic space traveler's guide. I'm going to say, for starters, that's completely false, because this book has a copyright of 1965, so it came out after the Dalek book. And there are things in this book that are almost taken directly from the hardcover. For starters, it's compiled and presented by Terry Nation, also published by Souvenir Press. And it's got a copy, you know, at least a copyright date is 1965 and distributed in the same exact company that did that book. So right off the bat, you know, it has the same things in here as far as it. First, it starts with an interesting section called Questions and Answers from Terry Nation. And then the Dalography of Skaro. Remember that? And then facts about the Dalek City, Dalek weapons, Dalek machines, again, the Dalek code, Dalek dictionary, and anatomy of a Dalek. It's almost a paperback version of the Dalek book without the comics. There's no comics in here. There's a few pictures, mostly text. There's an introduction here by Terry Nation about, you know, just opening up the Dalek Chronicles, which he discovered and translated, which is his way of saying, you know, this is how it is. It's kind of keeping the mystery for the children. And it starts off with questions and answers from Terry Nation. I'm not going to read the questions. I think if you get a hold of this book, it's really interesting reading to do that. But just going through the book, it starts off with those questions and answers. And then right in the middle here is a black and white version of the Dalography of Skaro. It's the exact same map that's in color in the Dalek book. So this came out a year later, but the book says on the cover it's the first one. So I think they weren't quite being honest there. Facts about the Dalek City. There's descriptions here. I'll read a small portion. Also within the War Office is the Secret Council Chamber. It is instant death for any but the war commanders to enter. The chamber houses a battery of Rotifot screams, which I'm not sure what they are, which the commanders are able to keep their own personal check on Dalek squadrons in action. So yeah, it's a really interesting book. It's a really great read. Now, and the next part here is the Dalek war machines, including the Voltoscope, the Thunderizer, Anti-Gravitator, the Furtikiller. I'm basically just saying it's the same thing, except the pictures are in black and white. There is no color in this book, except for the cover. The other thing I want to point out about the cover is the color photo is from the 1965 Peter Cushing movie, Doctor Who and the Daleks. It features the black Dalek talking to the red Dalek, the blue Daleks, and in their different casings with the hooks, as opposed to the suckers. So it's clearly a photo from the Peter Cushing movie. If you took a look at it, it's there's no doubt about it. This book has a price of 2 and 6. And then going back to the inside of the book, the Dalek code on page 38 is exactly from the Dalek book. The Dalek dictionary is exactly from the Dalek book. Right down to the definition of RELS, which is a Dalek measure of hydroelectricity. So they kind of repackaged the Dalek book to a smaller paperback, including the anatomy of a Dalek, which they do in a spread in the middle, but it's in black and white, and the key is on a separate page, so it's not as easy to look at. And then there is a story in the back of how rockets began, the Space Traveler's Guide. And it has a really nice history here of, you know, the Chinese developing gunpowder and going into, you know, the Sputnik. And, of course, this book was written before Neil Armstrong walked on the moon, so it doesn't include that. There's also a section about living in space, which is complete fiction. And there's some really nice black and white artwork in here. I didn't see a credit for the artwork in the book. I'm looking again. There is no credit in the book for artwork. But the artwork is very good. There's also a section on the planets. It's a really nice book. The book's about 96 pages. And in the back of the book here, the other Dalek titles. So again, you know, when you're collecting, you want to find sources, what's out there. And there are some books that have a pretty good list. And I'm going to talk about one of those books in a moment. But there's a lot of things you can get from the actual items, like in the back here. The Dalek World, which it basically quotes from, has this in color. And then there's a book called Peyton Draw the Film, Doctor Who and the Daleks, which, you know, doesn't surprise me because the cover photo is from that movie. I do have that book as well, and I'll talk about that in a different episode. There's also the Dalek Painting Book. That's one I'm aware of. I've never seen one. So if you've seen a Dalek Painting Book, let me know. I would love to hear about it. Distributed by Panther Books Limited. So this book here, this is in actually relatively good condition. The binding is a little bit worn. It's well read. The pages are a bit yellow, but the cover is intact. And there are no ripped pages. There's only one page of writing. There's a person's name on the inside back cover. And if you find this book in, you know, good condition, which, you know, may have a rip in the cover or something like that, you might pay about $20 to $25 for it. In mint condition, a tight book, good binding, you might pay up to $200 for it. Depends on, you know, how many are out there. I only have two of these in my collection, and I've had them for quite some time. I don't recall what I paid for them, but they're very nice. It kind of tells you what that early excitement about the Daleks were. Now, the book I was talking about, there's a book out by Paul Berry called Doctor Who Memorabilia, An Unofficial Guide to Doctor Who Collectibles. And I bought it directly from Paul. He is, I believe, the moderator of the Facebook page, the Doctor Who Collectors page. You can find that on Facebook, and I'll put a link to that on our website. We have a website, DoctorWhoCollectorsPodcast.com, and the email is DoctorWhoCollectors@gmail.com. I would love to find other collectors out there who would like to share their stories, share their collections, and talk. I would love to have guests on the podcast. This is just a launch. I'm kind of going out there. Like I said, it's just a hobby of mine, and it's been one for a long time. But anyway, the Paul Berry book, I believe it's about $25 new. I've seen copies at the local Doctor Who store, but it has a really nice section in the beginning about the Daleks, the books, about the popularity that spawned all these games and toys and little miniature Dalek costumes and things of that nature. So there's a lot of great stuff here. And, you know, be sure I'll put a link. I'll try to find a link for the book where you can buy the book. Anyway, I just wanted to start off with that just to get us going. And I have the last thing I'm going to play out for you here is an interesting thing I found. I collect vinyl records as well, and I was looking through a site that sells used records, and I noticed that Fraser Hines recorded a single in 1968 called Who's Doctor Who? And the German release has a picture sleeve with Fraser on the cover as he looked in 1967. And the other side of the single is Punch and Judy Man, which it's a kind of a cute song, but I'm hoping that Fraser is back at the convention. I'm going to have him sign that. Maybe that'll increase the value. The value of that picture sleeve is roughly $160. So that's exactly what it was being sold for. My copy I got, I've had that copy for a few years, but it's I don't remember. Again, I don't remember what I paid for it because I don't write that stuff down anymore. I used to. Anyway, Thank you for listening, and please comment on the website and the Facebook page. We have it called Doctor Who Collectors Podcast. Please be sure to like us, subscribe. You'll hopefully find this on iTunes as soon as I figure out how to get it there. And right now, we're going to play out with Who's Doctor Who, sung by Fraser Hines. Thank you.
A time machine to travel through the ages, to take a look at history. He simply turns the pages.
He knows the prince of two and kings of two are panic. He never thinks of money, no, although he hasn't any. They all say, who? Hands, you ask and he may show it. He simply elevates a stone where you want, I would throw it.
He's been to yesterday and somehow we all follow. I wonder where we are today or where we'll be tomorrow. They all say, who is Doctor? Turn.